Coach Belichick talked a little bit earlier about not only having to worry about Andrew Luck in terms of what he does throwing the football, but also how he's able to escape the pocket and use his feet to gain yards. We saw it in the Chiefs game. How much do you or does the defense have to be wary of his ability to scramble and use his feet?
I mean, obviously, you know, Andrew Luck, extremely good athlete, someone that can, extend plays not only to run but also just, you know, in the passing game. So I think it's something that, has kind of a dual, has a dual threat about him where he has the ability to tuck the ball down, run, and gain substantial yardage. He's a big guy. He's a fast guy, so he's quick to get vertical into the defense when he makes those decisions. You know, the other part of him in the passing game is that if there is a breakdown in protection or it's a design play where you're trying to move him out of the pocket, he has that athletic ability to be able to get out, get into some open space, keep his eyes downfield, find his receivers, and turn some of those scramble plays into big passing plays. So, but certainly, you know, there's that whole element along with it. So, obviously, you know, he's got a great arm. He's a, you know, very good athlete. He's a big guy, so he's hard to, you know, to get down initially when you get to him anyways. And then, you know, his ability to escape out of the pocket and, either run or extend plays is certainly something that we have to deal with.
Is he like Roethlisberger in that way or anyone else you've faced?
He's a lot like Andrew Luck. I mean, I think he's kind of a guy that's got his own skill set, and he's certainly a player that excels at all those positives that he has. So I don't know if you want to compare him singularly to anyone. I mean, he has a lot of attributes of a lot of good quarterbacks, and he certainly is a good one himself.
Hey, Matt, I wanted to ask you about T.Y. Hilton, what you see from him as a receiver in terms of the challenges he presents to a defense.
Sure. I mean, obviously very explosive, very quick, very fast player. Guy who looks like he's really taking some strides, you know, from year one to year two in regards to his overall knowledge of the game, you know, especially offensively as far as what they're doing. Does a great job of, being able to be the guy that can, you know, catch a shorter route, turn it into a big play, certainly go vertical, get downfield very quickly and get a, you know, a big play, that aspect also. Just a very dangerous player that they've done a good job of really getting the ball to him, obviously in critical situations, and have got some great plays. So he's certainly a a player that will be a big challenge for us to handle.
You know, it seems like this is a totally different system, obviously, from the pre-Chuck Pagano tenure there. Where you used to almost be able to say they're going to line up these guys in this spot, and it's almost like just got to stop them. I'm curious how much they actually move him around. Long-winded way to ask a simple question. Where is he all over the formation, or is he pretty much in one spot and you know where he's going to be?
Yeah, no, I think, Pep Hamilton and his staff have certainly done a good job of really trying to change all of their skilled players and really give you different looks every single week as far as what they're doing, even from personnel to formations. And he is certainly someone that they will move around and put in different spots, really make you have to try to prepare and be alert and aware for him in all different positions. So they do a great job as far as that's concerned with the game plan of trying to strategically place all their guys.
Yeah, I'll jump in about Kobe Fleener. And is he fall into the category of a kind of a matchup, I don't want to say nightmare, but how difficult is he, what challenge does he pose as a tight end, and do they line him up all over the place as well?
Sure. I mean, he's obviously been a very good player for him. Is a guy that Andrew Luck is familiar with. So there's a good chemistry and relationship between the two players there. And certainly he provides, some issues. He's got great length. He's a big, tall guy. He's got a long catch radius. And certainly a guy that they can put the ball and Luck can put the ball in many different places, he can go up and get it. So he does a good job of pushing vertical into the defense. He can read zone and man coverage and either work off leverage or sit down and find the open spaces. You know, obviously he does a good job blocking for him too. He's in there in the run plays. Certainly their run game is an issue too. You know, Donald Brown and Richardson, and they've done a good job there. Fleener's definitely a guy that is a integral part of their offense, and another player, again, like I said, really in general their offense, whether it's Hilton or Brazil or Whalen or Rogers, I mean, whoever's in there, Hayward Bay, they will move those guys all around, including Fleener, so they'll put them in different positions, you know, so that you do have to try to figure out where everybody is and get, you know, lined up and everything.
Matt, two questions. The first, what do you just see in the Colts run game?
I mean, they really do a good job of just, you know, staying persistent with the run game. They get downhill into the line of scrimmage quickly and with good power. You know, I certainly think they do a good job of trying to move the pile. And then, you know, they're explosive, too, if they can get through there, you know, obviously starting with Brown. If they get a little crack or a little seam, you know, they can push it through and turn a, you know, a little gain into a big gain. So certainly are hard runners. They do a great job of, you know, not allowing the first defender in there to tackle them. You know, it usually takes a couple guys to try to get them down. And really, they do a good job of just, you know, they just keep coming with the run game. And then obviously, you know, Luck is going to be a part of that too. And a couple variations where, you know, you got to honor him as a player that can keep the ball and get outside on the edge. So certainly they give you different challenges and different looks, whether it's the two-back run game or the one-back run game, you know, the zone game, the, you know, they have pullers, different scheme runs that they run. So they really do a good job mixing all of those different looks and schemes up and throwing them all at you.
And off topic here. In this age of Sharpies, I can't help but notice that you have a pencil tucked behind your ear all the time. And I'm just curious, is it habit, tradition? Do you find it useful in some way?
Well, they pencils don't run out, and they work in the rain. So, no,
you do.
I always have a pencil with me.
I was just curious, because it seems like I was wondering if they actually worked in the rain because of the paper factor. So.
Sure, yeah.
Matt, you used the word explosive to describe the Colts' run game. That's the word I wanted to ask you about. Their offensive numbers don't totally jump off the page, but for those that might not be too familiar with how they like to operate, is this an offense that typically likes to string together maybe 8, 10, 12-play drives, or are they capable, as we saw Saturday, of scoring really any play anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have both elements. They have tremendous speed downfield to be able to get vertical in the defense and hit the, you know, the home run if they need to, or if they have it dialed up, they'll try to do that in each series. If they have it, they see something, you know, try to get the ball vertical downfield, they certainly will do that. They do a good job, though, of trying to run the, you know, methodic type of drive where it's going to be ball control. They're going to hand the ball off. They're going to throw a control pass and just kind of keep pounding at you that way too. I think with the run game, obviously the explosiveness comes when they do get that edge or they do break through the line of scrimmage and now they're, you know, they have the ability to gain, you know, not 4 yards, but now 15 to 20 yards as they push through, you know, the defense very quickly, vertically in defense. So, you know, they do a good job with that.
Going back to T.Y. Hilton, how much has his role changed since Reggie Wayne went out? Have they tried to, I know you said they move him around quite a bit, have they tried to maybe highlight him a little bit more now that Wayne is on the IR?
I wouldn't say they, you know, necessarily have, you know, said, all right, this is the only guy we have. They have a lot of skill guys. They have a lot of skill guys that are open, that make big plays for them. They do a good job in the system. So I think, obviously, you know, T.Y. Hilton has done a great job and someone that's had some, you know, good solid games for him and some big statistical numbers, and he does a great job. It is certainly a problem, but there are other skill guys out there on the field that, you know, are open and are integral part of their offense, whether it's the catch and run plays or the, you know, the in cuts, the vertical downfields, all those types of things where they're you know, spreading the ball around. And I think Luck does try to do that. If he, you know, he really takes a look at the defense and tries to dissect it, go, you know, to the proper read or progression in the passing game. And certainly, you know, Hilton just, he's just an extremely good player that is, you know, open quite a bit. So I think, you know, they've done a good job here with the and really been very productive here.
Hey, Matt, you know, internally, one of the things that Colts have said they're most impressed with Luck is how he's been able to adjust and how they went from being a team that was going to try to pound people early in the year to, you know, playing more no huddle and more spread to, you know, later in the year, and then, you know, also losing guys like Reggie and obviously Dwayne Allen before the year. You know, when you look at them and you look at the body of work over the course of the year, do you see a significant, you know, amount, just mentally, a significant amount of stuff that they're putting on Luck now? Is that something the defensive coach can see? Like how much of it's on the quarterback? And if he can, how rare is it to see a young quarterback, you know, handling as much as Luck is out there?
I mean, I certainly think you can definitely see, you know, over the course of 2 years, you know, how he's just definitely matured as a quarterback and he's grown and learned, their system, not only their system, but also, you know, defense and progression, and also just kind of, you know, how they operate their system throughout this year has really changed, and he's done a good job of handling that. So I think, obviously, you know, you're talking about a very smart guy who understands the game, guy who studies hard, works hard, and you can see him do things on the field, whether it's changing a play or adjusting a player or a route, some sort of communication between himself and the wide receivers or the running back, even working with the offensive line to make sure the run is directed in the right way or the protection is put in the right way. So he certainly does handle all of that. And I think it's something you're seeing, you know, good young quarterbacks that are learning through the system. So he's certainly done a good job of progressing, and you can really see the difference over, okay, you know, the course of the season, but also over the course of, you know, the 2 years in the league. So certainly, you know, he's playing extremely well right now.
From that standpoint, then, is he significantly more difficult to prepare for this time around than he was a year ago?
I mean, I'm not really going back to last year. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would say he's difficult to prepare for this weekend.